If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Julia Hartley Brewer. She really does wind you up anytime we feature her here on the program. I tend to think she's an attention seeker. I don't mind saying that. Your opinions on her are very, very welcome. She's talking today about this jab that's been suggested from government that the NHS may provide to help people lose weight. And it's to deal with the obesity crisis. And I have such sympathy for anyone going through that challenge and that dilemma. Julia Hartley Brewer, however, doesn't. And this is what she's had to say about the injection and the possibility that people may be getting it on the NHS.
I just find it extraordinary, this nanny state attitude that we will solve every little problem, instead of saying, stop eating all the pizza, put down the fizzy drinks, get your act together, lose weight, get back to work, you lazy fat so-and-so. Shouldn't we be saying that?
No, we shouldn't, Julia. We shouldn't be calling people lazy fat so-and-sos, because you're jumping to a conclusion that everyone who's overweight is exactly that, a lazy fat so-and-so. Many people who are overweight for some medical condition, or overweight because that's the way they're born, or overweight because they have a hereditary impairment in relation to their frame and makeup. It just sickens me to think that Julia gets away with some of the things that she says. However, if she says it, we're happy enough to feature it and ask you for your opinion on it. We'll ask the opinion of Kim Kelly as well. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a big fan of Julia Hartley Brewer?
Well, if you're into people who are punching down, yeah. I mean, she's really good at it. She's certainly got a lot to say for herself on various topics, but you know what? Sometimes I think she is as bad as the people who are peddling these diets, because she's trying to tell us that she knows how to battle the obesity crisis, and she doesn't. Because telling fat people they're fat is never going to help. It doesn't. It's just stupid.
Does she revel in being unpopular? And I say that because I think she's hugely unpopular in my opinion, and with relation to the people who contact this program. But we featured a clip from her yesterday about Gary Lineker, and other people did say, you know, that's the sort of woman we need to be running the country.
Well, yes. I mean, she does have a certain point. I mean, I get that she would echo people's frustrations with things like, you know, the nanny state and all that kind of stuff. And I get that. And there is a lot of this, you know, a lot of fat people are fat, obviously, because they eat too much. I mean, I'm not speaking out of turn by saying that. However, I don't know how to stop people doing that, and nor does anybody else. I mean, what the government are doing is they're coming out and they're trying to, you know, sort out these so-called skinny jabs, where you inject people with a drug like Saxenda, something like that, and it curbs their appetite, and then they, you know, they lose weight. I mean, it's one way of doing it. I mean, it's certainly not an easy way. I mean, we're into things like bariatric surgery. There's all sorts of ways of losing weight, all these different crash diets. It's awful. There are so many ways of losing weight, but none of them work. Neither does calling people fat.
And we have to keep in mind that there must be very few people across the world who are sitting eating because they want to get fat. They're sitting eating.
No, there's nobody. No, there's.
Yeah, but they're sitting eating because they have some form of illness.
Depression, or yes, they've got depression, or they've got the obesity gene, which I really do believe in. What I don't like is that the government and people like Julia Hartley Brewer seem to think that fat people don't know they're fat. You know, there's so many campaigns. Oh, you know, if you have a BMI of over this, you're fat. Oh, if you eat less, you're going to lose weight. You know, everybody who's fat knows they're fat. They also know why they're fat. So we don't need, but we don't seem to go any further than that. We need to help people. I mean, if you are obese, obviously you've got some kind of an eating disorder, and it's awful. I really, my heart goes out to people who are listening to this now, who are over 20 stone, who don't know what to do, who have tried every diet going. The diet industry is a disgrace. It's a scam. It's the biggest money-making thing ever, because everybody knows that if you just don't, if you eat less, you're going to lose weight. But yet every year, particularly, you know, women really spend millions and millions on diet plans, on exercise that just are never going to work.
Having said all that, Kim, mm-hmm. It's not a scam. It's definitely not a scam, because if you go to any of those weight loss classes, chances are, if you follow it rigidly in the way that they advise you, you will lose the weight.
You will, of course.
Now, you will put the weight back on when you stop following the plan. Now, that's not a scam. It's just something that promises you the unachievable, because you can't live the rest of your life on milkshakes or whatever they provide you with.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't. Why I would call it a scam is because each person coming forward reckons they've got this, you know, I have cracked it. I know how to make you thin. They don't. Nobody can work this out. I mean, because the only way to be thin is to not eat. I mean, that's it.
But a scam suggests it's illegal, and it's not illegal in that way, and it's not a scam in that way. We just need to emphasize that on behalf of the industry. But it is almost impossible to stay at your right weight if you go to weight loss classes for the rest of your life, unless you attend the weight loss classes and stay on their diet for the rest of your life. And that is a challenge that's beyond most people.
It's beyond most people. Julia, of course, is right in that if you put down that pizza fatty and you eat less, of course you're going to lose weight. But it's not that easy. That's like telling a drunk, stop drinking. That's like telling someone, stop smoking. You know, it's stupid. And it just doesn't work. Don't ask me what does work, because I don't know. And you know what? Neither does anybody else.
Yeah, I suppose there is an element for some people of lifestyle change and discipline does work, but it's only for some people. And for her to jump to the conclusion that it would work for everyone, I think is absolutely disgusting. If you were overweight, would you take the jab? Would you be prepared to give it a go?
Probably, yes. And those jabs aren't really that good for you either. I mean, you're sort of balancing the problems of being obese. And of course, there are huge problems with being obese, problems with your heart, your liver, your joints, the way you feel. You feel awful. You're causing such stress to your body. But then obviously putting in drugs to your body is causing stress too. I mean, I know it does really weird things to your mood and your libido and, you know, all sorts of weird, there's all sorts of weird things that happen to you. So you might be very thin, but you might not be happy, you know. And then, of course, as soon as you stop taking these jabs, and of course, these jabs cost money because you only get them on the NHS. I mean, I'm sort of paraphrasing here. If you're something like over 25 stone, you don't get them, you know, if you're maybe 16 stone. So this costs money. And monthly, I believe it's in the hundreds of pounds that you pay for this.
Yeah, and of course, people have paid for it away from the NHS privately, and it has worked for some well-known figures.
Of course it has. It does work. It works. But in the same way as just, you know, putting like a muzzle over your mouth would work. You know, it's just, you know, as soon as you take that off, then you're going to put the weight back on.
It is a sad state of affairs. It really is. And it reminds us just of how challenging it is for anyone who is trying to battle the bulge. And I have to say, I feel incredibly guilty now, because I was doing really well. And at 10 o'clock there was some sort of coffee morning here yesterday for International Women's Day. And a lot of the goodies were, you know, purchased and people put money in the bucket, but the leftovers were sitting out there near the coffee machine this morning, and I made a cup of tea at 10 o'clock, and there was a bun, and we cannot allow to bring it into the studio, and during the news I was standing outside the studio, and I was so regret eating the blimmin' bun.
don't regret, just start again. There's no point, you know, looking back. You can't change the past. And anybody who's listening to this who's, you know, who's overweight and wants to lose weight, today is a new day.
This is good advice from Kim Kelly. Today is a new day, and I'll start it now at 20 past 10 and avoid the bunnery. Kim Kelly here with us on U105.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.